From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Melissa Block. If you're planning to take a long space voyage, say 9 months or so, to Mars, here's some advice. Bring Tabasco, or the hot sauce of your choice. That's because there's evidence that astronauts like to spice things up in space. And since NASA likes to keep its astronauts happy, the space agency is asking food scientists to help them craft a better menu for future missions. NPR's Joe Palca tells us what might be on it.
After a while in space, astronauts start craving foods they might never have liked on Earth.
They crave peppers, they crave sour and sweet things.
Jean Hunter is a food engineer at Cornell University. She's one of the scientists who will be helping NASA design the menu for future space voyagers. Besides a taste for hot peppers, Hunter says there are other kinds of changes.
Foods that rely on odor are less preferred.
That's because most of our sense of taste is based on smell. So a food that is only pleasurable for its smell isn't as yummy in space. For example, Hunter says the pleasure of coffee comes largely from its aroma.
If you hold your nose and you sip your coffee, you're getting just a bitter liquid.
So why do you lose your sense of smell in space? No one is sure. But there are some plausible ideas. Michelle Perchonik leads NASA's food science program. She says gravity, or more properly its absence, may be part of the problem. Hot air doesn't rise in a weightless environment.
And so the aromas aren't necessarily going to your nose. They may be going to your elbow.
Another possibility is what happens to the fluids in your body. On Earth, gravity tends to drag those fluids downward toward your feet. In space, they go everywhere, including to your head. So you look a bit like a cartoon character.
We call it the Charlie Brown face because their faces have gotten more round.
Round because they are retaining fluid in their heads.
And as they retain fluid, they also feel like they have a cold or they're congested, and again, they're not smelling as much.
Perchonik has asked Hunter and her crew at Cornell to test the stuffy nose theory. To do that on Earth, volunteers will spend several weeks in a bed where their heads are lower than their feet to try to recreate that Charlie Brown effect. Kim Binstead at the University of Hawaii at Manoa says there's actually an upside to losing your sense of smell in a small, enclosed environment like a spaceship or a tiny Mars outpost. She spent 4 months with six decidedly non-claustrophobic colleagues in a tiny sealed cabin in the Arctic, a Mars habitat simulation. No fresh air, no fresh food, limited water, so showers were once a week. She says it was cramped, but no one complained of the smell.
We felt it was pretty normal until we went outside at the end of our 4 months. And, you know, we spent a little time in the fresh air and then went back into the habitat. And, oh, Lordy. It was rank, absolutely rank.
So what do you put on the menu for people who are losing their sense of smell and can't get fresh supplies for months on end? To answer that question, Binstead is now planning to run another of these Mars habitat simulations to help NASA come up with some ideas. She says because you can store it for a long time, a staple on these menus is typically textured vegetable protein.
It's okay. I mean, it looks like dog food. It tastes a little bit like dog food, but it can be, with a bit of creativity, it can be made into quite good food.
And that's the direction Binstead is heading. She wants the people who will take part in her simulations to be creative with their cooking so they can please their changing palates. She plans to give them a wide variety of spices and herbs and as many different non-perishable ingredients as she can think of.
And this is great because they then take advantage of combinatorial explosion. So from a limited set of ingredients, you can get thousands and thousands of dishes.
Even without fresh fruits and vegetables, Binstead says it's possible to make some, shall we say, interesting culinary creations.
With powdered milk alone, you can make a pretty poor mozzarella, but it's a mozzarella anyway. And after you've not had fresh cheese for several months, even a little bit of not very good mozzarella is a wonderful, wonderful thing. You can melt it on some toast. You can make a basic pizza. It becomes a real treat.
And besides, figuring out new food combinations can help take your mind off the stress of being locked up in a tiny space with a half a dozen others. If the idea of pretending you're on Mars for 4 months is appealing to you, Binstead is still taking applications from people who want to join her simulation. There's a link on our website, npr.org. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.